This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here, right to the point, 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation, welcoming you to a new week, end of the month, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, with the DJV experience. So follow us. There are three unique perspectives on the air with each one of the issues that we're talking about. I was sort of following some of the trending items that have smack me in the face that are, there's a lot of controversy. So what's the response to some of the issues? I thought it was interesting. The guy who's running Starbucks now says they're going to hire 10,000 refugees. And following this on Twitter, 72% of the response was in the middle. 23% were not favorable and 5% were favorable.
Is that even legal? I mean, isn't that discrimination?
What is, to hire 10,000 refugees?
Yeah.
Where are they hiring them, though? Are they around the world? I mean, that's not in the U.S., right?
Where is where are Starbucks located? Most of them in the U.S., but they're all over the country, all over the world, right?
Yeah. They're all throughout the U.K. Yeah, they're everywhere now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have an answer to that, Jennifer. It just is a statement that was made as a response to the immigration edict that came out on Friday. I was making a comment about this fellow who was the actor that was in both Moonlight, and he was the love interest of one of the parties in Hidden Figures. His name is Mahershala Ali. I don't know what his original name
was. Good for you for saying that right, by the way. That's
Mahershala?
A tricky one. Yeah,
yes.
I saw his name written in print, and I was like,
yes. Mahershala.
Good for you.
Yeah,
that's
that
right.
Is his original name. His last name was different. He changed that.
But oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, his first name was Mahershala, and then like six other letters after that.
Yeah, okay.
Can you imagine if Mahershala is his first name, what his last name must be?
Right.
It'd be difficult to say.
He said last night when he took his SAG award that he had converted to Muslim, to Islam about 15 years ago. His mother is a Baptist preacher, and he grew up in that environment and changed. And he used it as an example of how two different points of view can be expressed and work well together. And so 67% of the responses to that on Twitter were in the middle. They were just observational. 28% negative, 5% positive. Let's see here. Justin Trudeau had a response to Trump's immigration ban, and I must admit to not knowing what it is. 70% of the people in the middle.
Come to our country, we'll let you in.
Oh, okay.
And I say to that, perfect.
See you later.
Win-win.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, some of the things that are trending. What do you find, Jennifer, as you look around that's trending, aside from the obvious, what intrigues you?
I was just looking at a story, and it's actually in regards to this story, but that Dianne Feinstein and some of the Democrats in the Senate will be... DiFi, that's right.
Yes.
She'll be putting up some sort of legislation to try to combat the executive order today. So that was the story that I was just reading. And, you know,
the judge is taking care of that already. The judge
There's a stay on certain things. But, I mean, the order is still in place. The thing about Dianne Feinstein that's kind of interesting, whether you love her or hate her, is she's like the Energizer Bunny. Did you hear just a few weeks ago she had a pacemaker put in and she was back to work the next day?
Really?
Wow.
Okay. Well,
I know.
That's
okay. Keeps on ticking.
All right. What about you, Victoria? Things that have intrigued you that do not have to do with the obvious?
Well, this the terrorist attack in Quebec is getting a lot. That's trending now on Twitter.
Tell us the story there. The background is an overnight story.
Yeah, all I know so far is it looks like two gunmen attacked a mosque in the middle of a prayer service. There were people aged 3 to 70. I believe 6 are confirmed dead. 8 are severely injured. 35 had some other injuries that are non-life threatening. Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, said it was a terrorist attack on Muslims. And this is probably, I think we're going to see some more of this type of stuff. This is, the mosques in New York City, where I am, all throughout Queens, they're on high alert. The NYPD has beefed up security to protect those people from another attack like this. So, unfortunately, I think it's all related to, everyone has a different response to it. Some people feel emboldened to further attacks on Muslims, and
only ignorant
people. Of course.
People
only ignorant people, approach. Period, would do any of this stuff.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't think that these people, although I'm disappointed that the administration doesn't do more to say, all right, this is foolish. Why are you doing this?
I agree.
This is explain. They need
to
take
see if
more
they do.
Of an upfront stand.
This happened overnight, so yeah. Now we'll see if there's a response.
Well, I'm just talking about in general,
right.
Jennifer, I'd like to see how that
I'd like
works.
To see more of a unity message coming from the top.
All right. Speaking of what comes from the top, Volkswagen announces today they're recalling 600,000 Audis. For those of you who don't know, Audi and Volkswagen are pretty much the same car. At least the basic models, the platform, what they call it, the chassis, the engine, transmission stuff, in a full-size Volkswagen is exactly the same as what you get with an Audi 4. And I think as you go up the Audi 6 and the 7, I'm sorry, the Audi 8, is a little different. But anyway, there are defects in them that could lead to fires or airbag malfunctions. So if you get a recall, and I don't know, I think you're going to see the same thing with Volkswagens as well. There'll be a recall of them. Man, this company is really under... there's a dark cloud,
yeah.
Right? And last week, because when I didn't bring my car out to California, this year I just decided it was too expensive and it isn't worth it. I can rent cars for what I can ship the car out there for over the time that I'm there.
Do you face like a weird emissions thing, too, when you go to California?
How do you mean?
Well, because I've had friends have this happen to them where their car was okay in a certain state, but it's not up to the California emission standards.
I don't change the registration. I just drive.
If you change the registration, that is common. Yeah,
okay.
You have to have a check, and it's very strict when you do the smog check in California.
That's okay. Right. Then that's the difference. Okay.
Yeah. Just don't change the registration. So anyway, with all of the focus on Volkswagens, my daughter has a Volkswagen station wagon. She loves it. My son has a Volkswagen station wagon. And he loves it. He traded in his diesel for gas. Megan kept the diesel, and they're happy with it. So I rented a Volkswagen because I haven't driven one for... The last time I drove a Volkswagen was a bug, and it was, God, about 40 years ago. So I just decided I would rent one because each time I go out, I try to drive a different car. I tend to prefer the Chrysler cars, the 200 and the 300. I think those are quite good cars. But anyway, so I rented the Volkswagen, and it was really quite a good experience. It was a peppy, smaller engine, but I can fly. As I've become a relic of my past with my speed. I find if the road is open, maybe it's because here I have a car that has a 500 horsepower engine, so I just to the floor. And out there, though, I found myself doing the same thing. That's a peppy little car. It was light to the touch, is the way I would review it. I'm used to a heavier vehicle, and it's heavier to the touch when you're driving it. But this was very light to the touch, and I was quite pleased. I thought it was quite a good car, actually, and it was very inexpensive to operate. I think I drove it all week on one tank of gas. It was like 12, 13 gallons of gas. Bingo.
Wow.
So those are things that people take into consideration. I think that's one of the reasons they have a niche, because it's a quality car, and it performs well. But they're not, the problem is, and I say this with the full disclosure, I am very Germanic. My background, my father's grandfather was off the boat from Germany, and his grandmother was off the boat from Belgium. And so he was a first-generation American, which I could tell the story, I suppose, given all the other things that are going on about immigrants. We're all from immigrant families, frankly. Anyway, but that's not the story. The story is about being Germanic and definitive in what it is that that I do. And so the Germanic way of thinking is perfunctory, and they build their cars, most of the cars, although there's some built here in America and other places around the world, but the Germanic engineering and way of doing business is very strong and cut and dried. This is it. This is it. This is it. So I can just imagine what went on in the upper echelons at Volkswagen. Okay, we'll do this, and we will do it. And there wasn't no hesitation. They don't. Germans do not hesitate about stuff. They just make a decision, and that's what they do. And stubbornly often stick to it, which I find interesting as well. Certainly in my heritage, that is very true. Plus, in addition to that, we ought to ask this of our resident astrologer, Maria Trilogy, about the signs, mostly water. Was it water sign? No, air sign? Fire sign. What's the Aries is a fire sign, right?
Yeah.
Leo is a fire sign. So Aries, Leo, and
Sagittarius
are all also cut out of that same cloth. This is it. This is it. Very stubbornly sticking to their. And I know that women in my life, my mother was one, and I have seemingly run across a number of them in my life. And I just, okay, just one of those things, one of those traits that you recognize. What, let's see, Jennifer, your birthday is in February, right? Isn't your birthday next week even?
When
is your birthday? Next week,
Monday.
Right?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, Aaron, what do you think the fundamental bottom line trait is that you recognize, at least with folks who have Aquarius as their sun sign?
Aquarius?
What do you think is the strongest trait that you can see in other Aquarians that you have?
Independent and inventive.
Independent and inventive. Yeah, I would say there's both. Yeah, okay. All right. What about you? Let's see, Victoria, your birthday, wasn't it in December? When was your birthday?
January.
January. Okay, it was recently. I remember that. Mm-hmm. So that would be you were Capricorn. What do you see or sense that you have in common, the trait, the sun sign Capricorn? What do you have that others have that seems to be typical of some people born with your sign?
The first thing that leaps to mind is fierce loyalty. That's something that Capricorns are. We're very, very protective of the ones we love and fiercely loyal. The other thing that everyone always says about Capricorns, which I do find to be true, we work very well within a structured environment. Like, more CEOs are Capricorns than any other sign because we're very good. Like, we don't start our own businesses. We're the ones who run the business, you know, like in that sort of corporate structure. We're very comfortable. We supposedly, I've never been a boss, but supposedly we make good bosses. Like, we're very fair and, you know, give praise and credit to other people and things like that. That's what I've been told about Capricorns. So some of my Capricorn friends who are in the corporate environment, I do see those traits. And, it seems to be true.
Yeah. All right. Things to keep in mind about what you learn, but there's more to it than that. It's your sun sign, which is the sign in which you were born, the moon sign, which is determined by the time of day you're born, and then where your moon is, and that's determined by the city in which you were born. But all those things are very interesting, and how people share them in common is also fascinating stuff to contemplate. It's 20 minutes past the hour with the DJV Experience.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
News from the musical world of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's me and my comment on the my mature comment on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think they leave a lot to be desired. But anyway, people talk about what's going on there, so we would as well. It appears Neil Young is going to be the inductor of Pearl Jam into the R&R Hall of Fame this year. Rock and roll is, I think, to the two of them, quite a different product. But yet, apparently Young and Pearl Jam have joined forces in the past to play songs like Rockin' in the Free World at the Video Music Awards, were held back in the 90s at MTV. And so they've had some connection since then. Pearl Jam covers the song on tour. Members of the band played on Young's album Mirrorball. So there's that. Now, let's see who else is going to be inducting. Who will induct whom into the Hall of Fame? Jackson Browne will bring in Joan Baez. And this is a great song. Why don't you crank this up a little bit? Great stories. She tells such great stories. Like her politics or not, she tells great stories. All right, so Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson of Rush are going to present Yes into the ceremony. By the way, it's April 7th when they had the induction. And let's see here, other inductee presenters, Tupac Shakur, ELO Journey, and Nile Rodgers. Those people have not, who brings them in, have not been announced yet. Tupac, I don't get that at all.
I don't get that either. No. That's a weird one.
Yeah, it doesn't fit. But it's all political. Rock and roll, all
maybe Biggie will come back and induct Tupac. There you go. That would be worth watching.
So that's
well,
rock
Tupac
and roll
inducted Biggie, right?
Yeah.
Into the big rock stage in the sky.
Yeah.
Yes. Bye-bye. All right, let's bring Celine Dion back into the picture again. The Voice unveiling its 12 guest advisors. An impressive roster. Celine Dion's one of them. John Legend is part of it. Luke Bryan, DJ Khaled. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Khaled, yep.
Khaled, yeah. So I said off the air, John Legend to me looks a lot like Pharrell Williams. And I said, what a two-figure. And of course, the politically correct members of my group turned up their nose at that.
No, it's not politically correct. It's called vision correct.
What? You don't think Legend looks like Pharrell Williams,
no.
Honestly?
No, they have
really
completely different bone structure.
Yeah. I think Pharrell looks like a turtle.
John Legend, by the way, is in La La. Anyway, so let's see. Celine Dion will coach Gwen Stefani's team.
John Legend matchup.
Yeah, it is. We'll work with Adam Levine. Khaled is going to support Alicia Keys' pupils, and Luke Bryan, obviously, with Blake Shelton.
Oh my God, I might actually have to watch again. That's like that's Jen's two boyfriends.
That's the two
together
pieces of bread on this meat.
Right, there you go. That's it. So apparently, Celine Dion and Gwen Stefani were on the Today Show to discuss their partnership. Stefani said getting Dion on her team was the prize. It was sure to upset the other coaches. That is, the implication was they'd be jealous. And Alicia Keys and Khaled also on the TV circuit to promote the show on Extra and all these other phony baloney access shows. Man, those things are so contrived. The more I watch them, the more I think Mario Lopez is very likable. Some of the people that are on those shows, but they're just so contrived. Hey. 28 past the hour. My observation here on DJV.
How you like how cold from a green glass?
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we get a lot of questions on the show. One of the more common questions we get is about dogs that jump up. And generally speaking, it's the smaller dogs that jump up, although mid-sized dogs and large dogs jump as well. Here are the reasons that dogs do jump up on people. Think about it from a dog's point of view. The average dog spends its life looking at nothing above the knees unless they jump up. So very often, dogs want to make that facial contact, that eye contact with their guardians or other people. And because we're standing erect, they don't do that. So very often, dogs are jumping up just to make that facial contact as if they would with another dog. So what I recommend that people do is if you have a dog in your home, or this goes for cat people too, spend more time down on the floor. As a matter of fact, very often, when I get a new dog or adopt a dog in my house, I have friends come over, we all get down on the floor spending time at the dog's level, which alleviates the dog's need to jump. So if you want your dog not to jump, give in a little bit. Spend some time at his level, and he won't jump up to yours. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are blue here in New England. The skies are blue. I heard it was yesterday that I was talking to some people who were back. I came back here Saturday night, but in California yesterday, Jennifer, apparently it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. I went to the farmer's market. It was supposed to be 70. It was almost 80. It was beautiful.
All right. All right. What did you have in New York yesterday, Victoria?
cold, gray. Today it's like a high of 34. Cold with the wind, gray. It feels like 27.
Yeah,
I really
like want
to go to a farmer's market.
Hey, well, about 500. You can
Let
do
me
that.
Tell you, I'm eating the strawberries that I bought yesterday in my protein shake. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Super beets. You have super beets in your protein shake.
Well, I drink them separate because you're really supposed to put them in a smoothie, Doug, even though you like to tell people that's true.
Beets are supposed to be rehydrated with water. That's kind of the point.
Excuse me.
Read instructions.
Okay, all right. Okay, don't get carried away. The food news today includes news of two employees at a New Hampshire Burger King that were arrested yesterday after they ran a weed operation out of the drive-thru window for a
It's kind of genius, though. A
couple of burgers, a little marijuana.
It's perfect.
This is the first time that's happened, actually. Garrett Norris is 20 and his girlfriend Megan Dearborn, 19, were both arrested at the... So how do you get wind of that? If you're only going to know it if you sort of know it.
If it smells like skunk. How do you get wind of it? Well,
you know what I mean. Here's another one.
Really risky because there's the security cameras would obviously, you know, someone would catch you putting extra stuff. It's not extra sauce you're putting in the bag, you know, with the fries.
All right, so here's another extra. Police say in Epping, New Hampshire, they're in New Hampshire, they're all over this. A drive-through customer asked for extra crispy fries. And apparently, that's where they found out, what the, you know, the,
that's the code word. Yeah. Cause what if legitimately you just want extra crispy fries? Like, I mean, you know?
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Fast food worker allegedly smears her blood on customer's burger after she wasn't happy with the way. That's nice, huh? Mm-hmm. Here's another one. A girl, bit into, some glass at a Wendy's burger after the light bulb broke in the kitchen.
Ooh.
Okay, enough of that. That's some of the people have these advertised. I mean, these are good companies. There's the story about this big new vodka company. Well, Absolut Vodka has what? Say that again.
Tell me more.
Okay. The company has an ad that's running. Absolut Vodka is running an ad for a billion-dollar nose, someone that would be like a sommelier. So don't sommeliers sniff the wine as well as taste it? Jennifer, you're a sommelier.
Yes, we do.
It's sommelier, actually. But
that's right.
Jennifer, about it. So would there be something? Wouldn't it follow that all of the alcoholic products, whether it be wine or vodka, how do you smell that? I thought you couldn't smell vodka. How do you do that?
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, you're not supposed to be able to smell it on people, but I think you can smell it.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, so they're looking for somebody that will test out their new vodkas. And then, but again, I asked the question, wouldn't you need that for a whiskey, scotch? Wouldn't you need it for any kind of alcohol? Even beer, I would think.
And by the way, there are testers for all those different specialties.
Are there? I didn't know that.
Are experts in their fields that can do whiskey and vodka and beer and all that stuff.
Okay. All right, got it. So here's a problem that those of you who are looking, we've been dealing with this fish thing for a couple of months now. Actually, we should have been dealing with it for the last couple of years. The World Wildlife Fund estimates 85% of the world's fisheries are unsustainable. And they're trying to tackle this problem head on because seafood is more popular now with Americans. So people are buying anything and everything. And I think on Friday we were investigating sort of things that are really gross about this new fishing, farm fishing thing, and tilapia and other things that are being substituted for even salmon in some cases. People don't seem to know. Okay, give me a pound of that salmon over there. And they point to tilapia, so the guy behind the counter gives them tilapia. I think that this is one of the things that sort of points to what we are doing by having the population that we have. The planet cannot sustain the amount of activity as far as human beings are concerned. We can't. We're running out of food now. Do you see it?
Yeah.
It's really, we're running out of food, at least good quality food. And that's why there's a turnaround. There's such an interest in the locavore movement. And that show that I do with the American Family Farmer every week, we focus on a different problem. One of the problems is that we just have too much, we have too many mouths to feed. And then the other thing is the incredible waste. How much food in America and the so-called progressive world is wasted, it's thrown away. If you go see that movie, Lion, and you engage yourself and see what goes on in countries like India, where the population is just totally out of control.
Yeah.
And they don't have the ability to feed their people either. I mean, by a long shot. So it's something we've got to come up by the bootstraps here and understand how to deal with it. Because even though we like cheap food in our country, the prices, I predict in the next 10 years, prices of food are going to go out of there.
But so must, can I ask what that solution is?
The solution
because
to having...
Because it's easy to say that.
What?
But I can imagine the hysteria. Watching what went on this weekend, I can only imagine the hysteria if someone said it passed an edict that said each person can only have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's sustainable. The answer?
Well, that's a sustainability question versus the stuff that happened over the weekend is not really, but...
But no, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to compare
what's the answer?
The two. What I'm saying
birth
is
birth control,
the hysteria,
education? Yeah, it's
the hysteria when things change, what is it?
What is the fix for the overpopulation of the planet?
Mm-hmm.
A good plague?
Okay.
Oh.
And birth control. That's the only way, or a good war. I mean, that's the way it works.
You know, oh, no more wars.
No, the war's not going to fix it, but a plague's not much better. But otherwise, we can't sustain. 1,000 years from now, even less than that. Plus the fact, now, I was shaken. I saw this when I was flying home Saturday night. I like the entertainment devices, and I like to read different things on the score of what's going on in the world. It's different. And so I was attracted to a show about robots and where we're headed with artificial intelligence. And it'll just scare the pants off of you if you don't realize how quickly the artificial intelligence world is changing what's going on. Never mind your job, but these machines are going to be able to outthink most human beings inside 100 years.
Wow.
They're going to be able to outthink. And they can figure out things like how to get rid of us. They don't like, I mean, that's the, this guy who was doing the projecting forward said, artificial intelligence, if they feel, if those beings or whatever we're creating, those robots, those machines, feel like there's a, and I think there have been some movies about this, if there is a way that that they feel challenged by humans, they'll figure out a way to get rid of humans. So they protect themselves. And that doesn't even deal with what happens with artificial intelligence getting rid of jobs here, there, and everywhere. And what are you going to do? The unemployment could go to 40% in the world, 50%. What do you do about that? People don't work. What are you going to do? It's really sobering, I'll tell you. It's very sobering to see what's going on there. Okay, hi. Television report up next. Valentine's surprise time. Let's get back to Earth. Let's think about now. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Are you tired of the same old flower routine for Valentine's Day? What are you telling your spouse, your boyfriend, that you want for Valentine's Day? If you have not told him that you would like some berries, some Sherry's berries, perhaps I can give you Victoria and Jennifer to talk about why it's nice to get something different. Now, I will tell you that I've received Sherry's berries myself on a couple of different occasions in the last few years. Meredith has gotten me Sherry's berries, and that's what sort of brought me around. I didn't know about them before. So now we know about them, and now I can tell the story and put you to thinking about the perfect gift for the lady in your life or for the man in your life. If I can get them from a lady, why can't you get them if you're a guy from a lady? This is a two-way street here. I've often thought that Valentine's Day was very one way. But now, it's not courtesy of Sherry's Berries. So, about that, ladies, you want to get Sherry's Berries for your guys? How about that?
Sure.
Are you intending? What I want to know is, what's your intention here? Jennifer, are you getting a Valentine's present for Jeff? Yes or no?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Yes, of course. Huh. All right. That's enlightened. Victoria, you getting Lou something for Valentine's Day?
I don't know. Maybe
listen to this hesitation.
Well,
wow.
I think Sherry's Berries might do the trick then.
Yeah.
we're going out to dinner, but I don't know that we're doing gifts this year. I mean, we have a lot of other expenses, so I don't know that we're skimping on gifts.
All right. Well, these are not expensive. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries start at $19.99, Victoria.
Oh.
So, I mean, you can afford that. What the heck?
I can afford that.
Double the berries, $10 more. That's even better. All you need is our code, and it's DJV. DJV. When you go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, you click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in DJV. One way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99, this is the way, Valentine's Day, just it's, before you know it, it'll the time's like 2 weeks, bingo, it'll be gone. So take care of it now. Go to berries.com, this unique way of saying I love you with the wonderful chocolate-covered, oh man, these things decadent. They are, they have white chocolate and milk chocolate, dark chocolate, whatever you want. And chocolate chips, too. Swizzles, nuts.
You're making me hungry.
Cool. Yeah. All right, so choose the gift from Sherry's Berries. There are all kinds of various items here that you will find very pleasing. Go to berries.com, and when you order, click on the microphone on the right-hand corner. Type in DJV.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits Expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
All right, so I'll give you my report because I seem to be the only one who watched the SAG Awards last night. Happily, Meryl Streep didn't win any awards. She gave way to Viola Davis, who won for her role in Fences. Denzel won for his role in Fences. Sarah Paulson won for The People versus O.J. Simpson. John Lithgow and Claire Foy won for The Crown. Emma Stone won for La La Land. The cast of Hidden Figures and Stranger Things won the biggest ensemble prizes of the night. Some of the speeches I said were somewhat political, but I thought that basically it was I enjoyed the show, frankly. I thought it was good, moved fast, and was kind of refreshing. All right, Jen, what did you watch last night?
I was catching up on Gotham. Ah. So I'm a few episodes behind, so I actually watched an episode of Gotham last night.
Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. So what about Victoria? What did you watch? Did you do anything special when it came to TV over the weekend?
No, I watched, I caught the end of the SAG Awards last night. And I was surprised that Denzel Washington won. I mean, I didn't see Fences, but I was surprised that he won because he wasn't sort of a favorite. And yeah. I was also surprised that Emma Stone beat Meryl Streep. Yeah. So that was two big
upsets. There's a tide turning against Meryl Streep. You can kind of feel it. They're tired of all of the, you know, she gets it all the time. I think they want to spread it around a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so what's on tonight, Jen?
All right, so tonight, speaking of Gotham, since I'll start there, since it's one of my favorites, on Fox at 8 p.m., it's the show's Winter finale. And spoiler alert, Jerome, who's the Joker, is back. He's on the loose, and he's going after Bruce and Alfred. So that's a good one to catch. The Bachelor, Kara's favorite, 8 p.m. on ABC. Vicious argument between Corrine and Taylor rages on just before the Rose ceremony in Wisconsin. And Nickelodeon has a new show at 8 called Ride.
50 minutes past the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Time for our weekly visit. The input from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, so valued here on the program because he has an insight into what's going on in the medical world, the conventional medical world. And number one on the hit parade, this conversation about Mary Tyler Moore, the fact that she had stage one diabetes, Ken. So let's differentiate between stage one and stage three and how stage one affects one versus stage three. Can we do that? Type three?
Sure. Diabetes, Doug, is a group of diseases that affect how your body uses blood sugar or glucose. Glucose is an important source of energy for the cells of the bodies. And there's type 1 and type 2 diabetes, if I may just say it a little differently. Yeah. And type 1 is the type that usually occurs early in life. Your body actually doesn't make insulin. Insulin is the hormone in the body that helps the cells bring blood sugar into the cells. You need it. If you don't have it, your blood sugar is sky high. And then type 2 diabetes, not the type that Mary Tyler Moore had, is the type that usually comes on a little older, usually when you're obese, but not always, where your body actually makes too much blood sugar, but it's just not sensitive to it, and the blood sugar gets higher and higher because your cells are just not sensitive to the excess insulin that occurs. That's type 2 diabetes. And these both diabetes, which are associated with a high blood sugar, can be causing an enormous number of problems. Ironically, there's an article out just in the medical journal the day of the announcement of the death that diabetes kills more Americans than had been thought in the past. Diabetes actually causes 12% of deaths in America. That makes it the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. The number of Americans, Doug, with diabetes rose nearly 300% between 1980 and 2014, from 5.5 million in 1980 to almost 22 million in 2014. I think that's probably mostly due to the obesity epidemic. But the complications of diabetes is what kills Americans. It just destroys the circulation, the 60,000 miles of circulation that you have in your body. It destroys it everywhere in the body. So you get heart disease, you get nerve damage, kidney disease, eye damage, foot damage, all these problems. You can get skin conditions, hearing problems, and even Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Isn't that amazing how much, how little we know sometimes about things that are so important to us? So it's good we have you and the skills that you bring to the table to look at this information and translate it for us so we can understand how to apply it. Basically, what Ken is saying, if I can take my takeaway with it, is you eat too much sugar, which creates at least type 3 diabetes, and you're in trouble. But I don't really know that I've taken away what causes type 1 diabetes.
Well, let's talk about type 1 and type 2. I'm not so sure about type 3, but yeah. Type 1 and type 2. Type 2, where you have too much glucose in the blood sugar, is actually mostly due to excess white flour intake in your diet. So the bakery goods, the white flour, and then becoming obese. That's usually what you see with type 2. Type 1, you're just not making insulin. We really don't quite understand what causes type 1. Many think that it's some sort of virus that you get that attacks the pancreas where the insulin is made, and you just don't make enough of it. Type 1 is not as well understood, whether it's genetic, whether it's environment, whether it's autoimmune. It's just an active area of study, and it's probably some sort of combination of environment, autoimmune, and viral cause.
Yeah, combination of things. Quickly, the talking about one's, in essence, body mass index. If you're pregnant and you're overweight, or you have a sort of disproportionate body mass index, apparently, according to a study that I'm seeing you've overviewed, it doesn't affect your child.
Exactly. PLOS medicine this week, being overweight or obese during pregnancy, has been shown to cause the birth of heavier babies. However, it appears that it's the mother's genes, not pregnancy BMI, which is connected with the obesity risk through lifetime.
Dr. Ken Krona is brought to us by the folks who bring you the way to open up your blood channels, open up your arteries with Superbeats. Superbeats works so fast, gives you the results you can feel in terms of energy and stamina. If you haven't gotten Superbeats yet, get on to this all-natural way to energize yourself and make your body much healthier. 800-655-4183. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.